According to the fullness of times, of the word, the testimony, the covenants and the cleansings, God has given his servants and prophets meals to serve his people, that darkness in men might be destroyed. Behold, the Lord's table is laden with meals to build a generation of overcomers. From this table comes the ministration of grace from God's servant. Listen and be blessed.
Amen. Lord, we just thank you again. Thank you for your breath. Thank you for your light. We honor you, Jesus. We give you praise. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Glory to you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. When I saw the team, Daddy was a very fast one. SMA Flex this year, after last year was the witnesses. Throughout January, I was thinking that we are going to call it the overcomers this year. Because of what I was rating with. But when this one happened, I said I had to go back. So I had that so much strong in my heaven. All January, February. Because what was strong, I know that when we arrive at the world of witnesses, witnesses are overcomers at different level. But when I saw the team and I saw the overcomer, it's not just overcomers. I know that there are overcomers, but there is the overcomer. I know that this one is not just small boys of overcomers. This one is the real one. So I knew that it had to be our final arrival at I don't want to use the word estate, but much more, I think it should be more of a person or a status. A status. It's a status to attain to. We overcome and overcome until we come into the class of the overcomers. We overcome and overcome. What we have been called to overcome is a journey that we become. Overcomers are what we become. It's a becoming. And so when we're in campus, we call this class of people, when we are in campus, myself, Pastor Dimitri, Pastor, we call them the ultimate generation. That's what we call them. That's the language we use in campuses in those days for this set of the overcomers. We call them the ultimate generation. So, and the issue of overcomers is very, very key and burden in the heart of God. Overcomers, maybe you have heard the word using the word building. For you to be an overcomer, you must be built. Because nobody can overcome it if it's not built or raised. You must have been built. And your building really, really starts on both what I was able to follow Pastor Emeka ministration yesterday morning. And I went to listen to the previous night. Also, I followed God's servant yesterday morning ministration. It was a lot of breakthrough. So you can see that no building grow and stand on nothing every building has root. Just as every plant has root. So every building has fruit. Or no building without substructure. In engineering language, engineering parlance, it's always substructure. And that is what Christ, the S stone, is. There's Christ, but it's Christ, the S stone, that can bring out shouting in a continuous building upward. But there's the Christ, the S stone, which is said, the hand of the Lord laid the foundation, and there shall be a cry. So the S stone will keep crying. Or that word S stone, if you read Amplified Bible, NIV, you call the S stone, you call it the cap. It's a cap stone. There's a cap. Before you raise the building, there's a cap. That cap is the major second seal of the foundation. So there's a capstone. So Zechariah call it the capstone. It's on the capstone you begin to put the building, upward building. Ephesians 2. Why is building important? Let me start with that. We are coming to Ephesians 2. Why is building important? Why is your overcoming attached to your building? What you are, what, whom, when I say what and whom is two questions. There are overcoming of what, there are overcoming of whom. What you are overcoming are things, what you are overcoming are persons. You are overcoming things and you are overcoming persons or entity. So, why building became necessary? Because you cannot toy with building, because the forces and things you are overcoming, they are exalted. Things are exalted, persons are exalted. God, Corinthians said, God does not tempt, or God will not allow you to be tempted above what you can bear. That will bear me. For God to allow Adam and Eve to be tempted in the garden is because God knows that they can bear it. Because the nature of God and the law that governs God, God will not allow you to be tempted above what you can bear. So that temptation that came to Adam and Eve in the garden is because they can bear it. Because Adam was a building from God. So Adam and Eve were building. In fact, they did not grow into that stature. So how do I know they are building? They are building. They are a former living house. Because they are soul. We are living soul. Adam and Eve, they had structure. They had buildings. They had framing. Because it's not easy for you to be able to, how do I know? Even when their spirit died, they could still hear God clearly. Even up to their son came, after he has committed murder, like you cannot even hear Holy Ghost. Anytime you, that's not that you have Holy Ghost inside of you, you cannot even hear Holy Ghost when there is a disfellowship. Sometimes you have to restore our fellowship, takes 3 days. Sometimes, actually, depending on some kind of things you do. And also depending on your journey into the Son of God. Or your journey, your spiritual journey. Because a man that has more spiritual journey, when he disobeys God, it takes time to attain back a conscience that is void. Guilt or offense, it takes time. Sometimes you may need to stay there for another 2 weeks. And at every remembrance of that thing, something strikes you, trying to tell you next time you don't play with such a thing. Because heaven expected much from you because of age that you have gathered in the spirit. A big amen. But that's not that Cain committed murder because of what he was a building. He could still hear God. It was not in a dream. He didn't sleep to hear God. And it was not because he saw any form of God. It's not that God appeared. Like we read, Adam said, "We heard your voice walking in the garden. We were afraid and we did eat ourselves." So it was the voice they heard. So, and the voice continued. The voice bring them perpetually before his face, his faces, or before his presence, which Cain eventually left. A big amen. So we knew that what came to the garden was an uprising. Because when those angels, when they rebel, you see, what Satan lusted after, according to John chapter 8, was he lusted for the mist. Because Lucifer was an angel of the mist in Ezekiel 38. He walked up and down in the midst of the stones of fire. So what Satan lusted for is to, you know, there are all of us, we like to be in the midst. There's a kind of midst of people you like to roll with. So Satan knew he had something he enjoyed by being walking up and down in the midst of seraph. But he knew that that is not just only mist that's available. You know that one of the promise to church is that to him that overcometh will I grant to eat from the tree of life in the midst of the paradise. You know that Jesus, when he overcame, he was made, he sat down where not just at the right hand, but also what? With me, in the midst, with me, on the throne. So there's something about the midst that Lucifer lusted after. Because it's a sort of enjoying midst. When you are in the midst of your people, you are in the midst of, you know, everybody. For a lot of politicians, why they will say something before a government came in, and they will say that they never said it. It's because they want to be in the midst of what is happening. They do not know how to stay away from it. They are ready to return back to their vomit because they want to be in the midst of what is happening. We are the ruling party. So even if they have to eat, return back to their vomit and hit their shame and begin to sing the praise of what they believe formerly was a threat to their life. I'm telling you, for you to know what people will do to remain in the midst. So Lucifer enjoyed, you know, Lucifer was in the class of angels that stand, like Gabriel said, I am Gabriel, that stand in the presence. They are not beings of the midst. You saw when they opened book of Revelation chapter 5, and I saw on the right hand of him that sat on the throne a book, and no, chapter 5, and behind, lo, in the midst of the throne and of the four beasts stood a lamb as if he had been slain. So when you said that, wrong in John 8, they said the devil is that he's a murderer from the beginning, and he has a lust of your father. What was he lusting after? Was lusting for the mist. Because you know, there's a way a soul can enjoy so much. Because when you're in the mist, you're in the center of attention. So when Lucifer was in the mist, walk up and down the mist of stones of fire, he was in the attraction. Those guys, when you everything, I felt that. Lucifer once were four living creatures at and surpassed them. You know, those four living creatures, they are in the, they are being of the mist. There are 24 elders. There is a sea round about the throne, and the 24 elders are outside it. But living creature, they gave them permission into that thing. Because they have eyes within and without. So there was something. But it does not know that those are consecration. Those people that they put there, they don't have their will. Ezekiel showed that their will is attached. They have lost. He still has will. He can still will things. That he uses will. But this one, they don't have it. They were dead completely. So that what gave them that right. So, but they gave you permission of choices. And but this one, they can't make any choice. They say, wherever the will turn, that is how they go. And wherever he that is upon the throne turn, that's what they do. They are slaves to the throne. So there are many things, I know, in that realm, there are many things you don't know when you are not in that realm. For example, a cherubim has everything that a seraph has. Everything that a seraph has, a cherubim has it them. But now has more. So there are things that a seraph, we want to know that he can never know. It is those cherubim that knows them. So because of where he was, there are things he does not know that he could not know about those beings. So that's why he lost it. So one of the reasons why he murdered himself and converted everything that was designed. Because it was also a building. It was built up. So you have to see that the being that you are to become the overcomer is a building, but not just a building. I wrote here, I said, the overcomers are buildings and furnishings. They are not just buildings, they are furnishings. They are buildings and they are furnishings. By wisdom is an house built. By understanding, it is established. By knowledge, it is filled. That will feel me, it is adorned. If you have some version, call it, it is adorned or furnished with precious and pleasant treasures. What they call it is there are treasures. So you saw that Lucifer was a building, but not just a building, he also a furnishings. So when you begin to hear the word, the testimony, and the saying of prophecy, there are, some of those things are furnishings. Testimony, they are things that they use to furnish a soul. They are furnishings. To furnish a soul. Not just that you are built up. Because when you read, I will go there, when you get the book of Job, Job talks you shall be built up, but also you will gather sievers. There are things you need to gather, which are materials of furnishing that you give to buildings. So when you are see the overcomers, overcomers are both buildings and men that are furnished. They are furnished. They talk about children that will sit upon the throne. They said they shall be furnished like God, that is in the similitude of what? Of polished what? Palaces. That our son may be pleasant, may be as plant grown up in their youth, that our daughter may be as cornerstones punished after the similitude of palaces. Also, when you read Isaiah chapter 45, therefore, chapter 45 says, O thou that afflictest, tossed with tempest, and not comforted, behold, I will lay thy stone. So there are being, yeah, stones they are building, but there's something I'm going to give to your stone. You're not only going to have stones. You're not only going to be lively stones. You're not only going to be living. But I will lay thy stones with fair colors and lay thy foundation with sapphire. And I will make thy windows of agate and thy gate of carbuncle and all thy border pleasant stone. So there's a place of building. And so the overcomers are buildings. But beyond building, they also are furnishings. Or furnishing means set Lucifer are building and furnishing. When they say it was fair, fairness is furnishing. So fairness are furnishings. They are furnishing. So it's good to be built, but you also need furnishing. A big amen. So we saw that they were also furnished. A big amen. So overcomers, or a different major overcoming, you will must be a building. And as I said, the major building, which I've been said again and again and again in this house, is Christ. Their major building, Christ, the living and the true. They are major milestones. Christ, the living, and what? And the true. They are major phases of attainment in our building. They are major attainment in our building. So as I was saying, that the temptation that came to Adam and Eve in the garden, where what came to them were very fallen, living cherubim that was corrupted, perverted. And you know that he came up. He was becoming they cast them to hell. A big amen. Jude told us that the angel that did not keep their estate, but they left their home. They have an estate. Only they have their status, but they left their estate, and also they left their own. Say their own. So they have their own habitation. He are reserved in everlasting chain under darkness unto the day of death. So they were cast down and they cast to air. A big amen. So where they came out from, there was an uprising. Say uprising. I know they hear you, everybody. So there was an uprising from hell. You know what Jesus did? A big amen. Lucifer falling is the one that did it first. He was the one that descended. And he also ascended into becoming prince of the power of the air. It wasn't Jesus that did that, because you guys went down to the lowest part of the earth. Psalm thought of that, the book of Psalm. Also, Ephesians chapter 4 also said the same thing. Paul was quoting from Psalm. He that ascended first descended. It was God that casted him down. So when he rose, when he was coming down, he rose with air. All Holy Spirit, they rose up with air. They came and took through temptation and the fall of man. They took the air. Ephesians chapter 6, call it spiritual wickedness in high places. Say high places. So they took the air of the earth. So by the reason of that, you see that the arrangement of what you are being called to overcome are high places. They are high places. And you have to overcome and keep overcoming and keep overcoming. When you read Book of Revelation, from the breaking of the sea, they were casting things down. But they don't finish casting them down until they cast the last one down. When they kept on casting down, they cast through the seventh seal. They used up to the fifth trumpet. When they arrived at the fifth trumpet, they began to count the first woe, second woe, until the third woe. And the third woe has come. And they said that third woe is that the devil and his angel is cast down to the head. I'm talking to tell the journey that he took to bring them down. And the time to bring them down officially, or According to that, that demon told Jesus, have you come before the time to destroy us? Have you come before the time to destroy us? So they knew that there are, my God said that, there are timing to when each thing must be overcome. There are time, because that demon, have you come to what? To destroy us before our time? There is ultimate timing of their destruction. But when you see from the opening of the sixth seal, the heaven departed and some stars fell like fig trees. So there were some facets of spirits or rebellion of authority building their fear. And by reason of their fall, you saw what happened. A big amen. Because of what happened, they were feared that men had to go and hide themselves in rocks, in caves, as in them. Because of the impact that those things that fear brought on the inhabitants of the earth. A big amen. So you can see that's the kind of arrangement of the being. It was air. So what you are to overcome is air. What the church are being called to overcome is gates of air. Gates of air are both men. Gates of air are both rebel order. They are works. You remember in the Old Testament, you find herders at the gates. They sit at the gates to make sure they watch everything that comes into the city, and it's a place where they pass judgment, verdict. So you can see, he called it in Psalm 2, verse, he called them the rulers. The wise, therefore now, O ye kings. So you know that these kings are what Satan carry on his head. They are the 10 kings. And they walk with the kings of the earth are beyond men. Men are footstool to give expression to natures. And they so call them rulers, kings of the earth, and rulers. They gather themselves together against the Lord and his Christ, his anointed. That was the Christ there. So it was an arrangement. That arrangement in the heaven is not just against mankind. It had to go. It's against everything called God. And man is just the crown. Now after God make everything on earth, man is the crown of God's works on earth. And the place that crown of God holds is very key into God's heart. So that arrangement is a building. When Satan designed what you have to overcome, he designed them in vertical order. Meaning that you will not just say you are coming to God like that. So he designed them vertical order. He made sure there's a footstool here, which are demons, to make sure that you are not going to ever think of leaving the earth. Demon is to make sure so I'm preoccupied with what to eat, what to wear, my clothes, my car. Because they make sure demon knows how to trouble your cars. They know how to trouble your landlord that owns your houses to keep increasing rent. How to perch on all your politicians. They are puppet. They just move them anywhere they want to move them. That's the work of demons. Because why they do that? That they must never arise building up against what Satan has built. Because, see, Satan has built things in place to build men on earth. Because Satan also wants to find footstep very early on. Satan Satan is not happy that demons are the one enjoying the earth. Because Satan is a corrupted, infected spirit. The people that are very close to us are demons. My sources just tell you when you all just like, when the middle of the message just like to go outside to be just in the compound. They are demons. They just breathe on you. They blow some hair. You're just going to compound. You have been seeing that same person. All of you are the same church. But you still strike 30 minutes. Satan arranged things from the earth. So, the first thing that, because you cannot war with arrangement of what is heaven if you are not standing. Ephesians chapter 4. Having done it to stand, stand. What is standing? Therefore, shall you liken a man that beat his ass upon a rock that stand. To stand is that you have arrived at a point that you are now ready to tower up. That you are ready to begin to use your head to choke everything that Satan has built upward. So Satan will prefer men to be doing 72 hours on earth where we are busy attending to things that matter to dust. Things that matter to dust. Because it's the food of the serpent. Things that matter to dust. That matter. So, preoccupy yourself with those things. Don't ever think to look up. You know, Isaiah chapter 8 has a paradox. Because these are a people that are not interested in God. But Isaiah said, and the children of God for me were for signs and wonder. When the whole house of Israel are not interested in the face, they are not interested in the midst of the face. Because if you have to look at the face, you have to lift up your eye. They are not interested. He said, what they are interested in is to see for that who whisper, who mutter. They are not interested in the face ministry. But when things began to happen upon the earth, they want to now look up. It was too late. By the time they are ready to look up, what they are looking up to was not ready to answer them. So they curse. But they not looked up, they looked to the head. And what they saw on the head, because when they were ready to look up, they were pressed. And that's the reason why, you know, Pastor Fisali was begging you and appealing to you. That is what every apostle does. They beg, they entreat, but they also warn. There are times coming where every man will hunger for something. The time is coming. Every man will hunger. They will be pressed, at leap to pass through. There's a pressing coming upon every man on earth. Things that we press, man. Amen. We want answer in those days, but it's too late. It will be just as going to be in the midst of the church where virgins that are virgin but are not wise, we want entrance and they will deny entrance. Likewise, in the world also, men that are not interested in the face ministry, they are not interested in the face of God, they are not interested in the face of our Lord Jesus Christ, because there's something in the face of our Lord Jesus Christ. They call the knowledge of the glory of God that is in the face of Jesus. They are not interested in it. So Isaiah 8 was saying that thing. That because if you are not, it is the what if you are interested in the ministry of the faith, that you become a sign and wonder. You become a sign and wonders. But that's the blessing of his faith. Because when they put the name on you. So say that they will press hungry. They shall pass through it, hardly be still and hungry. It shall come to pass, and when they shall be hungry, they shall fret themselves and curse their king and their God, and look upward, and they shall look unto the head. Because what they know how to look into the head is the head they look unto, and they shall behold trouble and darkness, dimness of anguish, and they shall be driven further into darkness. So that time is coming upon the earth. You are sure that the prophet, the scripture will be fulfilled. There's nothing any man can do to it. So, and why Satan purified the earth is so that men will not engage in building process, which is their overcoming. Like we're saying, your building is your overcoming. So you remember when Ezra and Nehemiah were building the temple, they built the wall. Then Zerubbabel built the temple. By the building of the wall, you saw all the enemy of Israel writing letters that that thing should not be built. But as they built the one hand, they had weapon with other hand. So warning is building. Building is warning. So your building is your warning. Your warning is your building. Your building cannot progress if you don't war. If you don't war, you can't build. Because there are things that are legitimate that call for attention to look to them. When I say warning, what you are warning is not external. What you are warning is within you. Things that tell you, oh boy, you don't your time they pass. Time just in law. I would look where 32, 35, 36, 38, 40, 43, 45. And you become restless. Each time you become restless, you become restless and you defy that thing until you attain back to your peace. Until going by your peace. Where you are worrying, a building have stopped. You have stopped building or you have stopped furnishing. Depending on your phase of your journey. So I want us to know that one of the things why demons are around, and one of the things Pagan said in the prophet said, one of the things that we catalyzed the last time, that demons will be on rampage. It's a prophecy. He said it again and again. One of the things that we catalyzed the last time is that demons will be on rampage. And why are demons going to be on rampage? Because he does not want men to be built up. He does not want men to rise against his building. Because what we are overcoming are gates of air, not just one. Gates of air. And so when you say gate of air, are building. They are formations. They are cancer. They are thought. They are ways. They are civilizations. They are persuasions. They are system. They are ways of life. You can't be a gate if you're not a father in the spirit. Be a father and elder. So you find that you'll be an elder, be a father. So, and if you're a father, you receive epistle to others. Peter said, what you receive from fathers are traditions. From your fathers of your flesh. You see traditions. So when I say their culture, their way of life, their conversation, their system, those are traditions. So Satan is not interested in that any man. We are many people, the church, the body of Christ, know more about demons than they know more about what Satan has built against us. The church knows so much more about demons than, and Satan did it purposefully. Because Satan don't do things without intention. So God knows about demons, and he has, depending on the emphasis of a particular movement of the church, there are people in church which said that believe that demon is nothing. We can enjoy everything that has been provided for us as a reality in Christ, which, praise God, is true. And there's another set of people that, you know, I'm not really smart, you know. You got to be tough. That demon can make you do fornication and adultery. And Satan made sure that we have apostles that hear all sorts of things. That's their doctrine. And so, but we must know that the primary purpose of all demons, if they cannot stop you to be born again, if they cannot stop you to be filled with the Holy Ghost, if they can never stop you to do ministry, because that's the most holiest things that you can do here on earth. You do ministry on earth, holiness of earth. If they can't stop you from doing it, they will stop you from not being beat up and from not being furnished. If they don't mind, demon don't mind you going to heaven. They don't mind you going to heaven. When they see their master, Satan will salute them. You did the job well. So long as men did not rise. When Simon met Jesus, when he was just a baby, that they brought to the temple, they said, this boy has a destiny. This child has a destiny. And the destiny of this child is for falling and rising. Not rising first. It's not rising for you. Can't rise when you're not falling. The destiny of this child is to fall. But there can't be fall if there's no pierce to your heart. There must be pierce to your own heart. Because what must fall is in your heart. So it's for to the fall and rise. And that's the destiny of every man born. Is that things must fall for you to rise. So he said, for the fall and rise. So it's not, this child is not just one rising, it's rising. He must, they must be falling and rising. Again. Fall and rising of men again. Isaiah taught it, and 1 Peter 2 also said, the stone, when it come, when they want to build, you must fall. There's no growing up thereby if you don't fall. There must be fall, because there are things in us that must fall. So there are arrangements in the heavens. So I call it the uprising from air. But it's possible for you not to ever fall here, and you live 120 years on it. In fact, you don't even have, you are not interested. And many Christians are not interested. What many Christians are interested is, how does this one solve my problems? And I can tell you, you see, the thing that made problem continue, where problem can never finish. Problem not the finish. The way many people say, miracle not the tire Jesus. Problem too, not the tire Satan. The way miracle, where your problem, God keep doing miracles. The way also. Why? Look at me. Why am I an ardent believer of miracles? You see me? I believe in miracle. And I'm a miracle. And I will do miracles. But because I must never talk down on it. Because anytime we talk down, we short it in operational. So, Eva, I've been doing this teaching series now for the past 7 weeks. Or miracle, living the miraculous, not just living in miracle, in living miracle, my live here. Not living in the miraculous, living the miracle. I intentionally title it like that. Not just living the miracle, living the miraculous. So I have a good intention when I title it like that. But I know that trouble is the tire Satan. And Joker said, in this world, you shall have troubles. They design trouble for your rising. craft cannot lift without an opposing force called gravity that will not allow you to go. So what gate of air is what the law of gravity is to a soul of a believer. So that's why there must be fall for this child is to the fall and rising again of many, many. Now Jacob is from Israel. Israel is a people that already have power with God. It's a testimony of those who have used Christ. Because a prophecy, the person I was speaking was a prophet. Simon. He was a prophet. Because I was talking about redemption. About redemption. Being redeemed from the earth. And being redeemed from among men. To become a first fruit to God and the Lamb. Revelation 14. So I know I started by saying that. What? To arrive at the overcoming, to arrive as the overcomers, we have things we must overcome. A big amen. So there are, and I say major milestones. There are major. There are, I mean that there are, I don't want to use the word little. But there are things that you're going to overcome. Like, what for the flesh must overcome in the believer? And what make available what of the flesh to be overcome is leading of the Spirit. When I use leading of the Spirit, I'm talking about leading of the Spirit around the world. Because there can be leading of the Spirit outside the world. But leading of the Spirit around the world. I mean, when the word of this life has been preached to you, he has his leading. There's a Spirit. There's a Spirit around the leading of the word. Or leading around the faith and love for all the saints. So that's another word for it. Around the word, around what? Faith. Because what is word? Faith. For faith come by hearing and hearing by the word of God. So when the word of God comes, there should be faith. So they are leading or they are leading around the world. When you hear, when you receive the word of this life, or you what they call the apostle doctrine. So there's a leading. That's why the fear, look at me. The fear that many people that propagate faith. And you know, there's a fear. Fear, you can see someone that is born, people that are born again, few Holy Ghost. But there's the fear that, I don't find fornication. So, sister, sit down this side. Brother, sit down this side. When they are coming to church, they came with the same Okada. The brother was in the front, and the sister was the glue at the back. All the machinery in the front was ministering to the back of the brother. But when we get to church, we separate them. You there. Or, we don't shake. We just bow. Well, that is good. It's holiness. It's good. I don't have a problem with that. But when they are going for lectures, they climb his hand back. And you can't separate them. Because they have 7 o'clock lecture and the next available bike want to put both of them. They have to climb it, man. And our fear, our major primary fear is that they should not do fornication. That's our fear. Where I know that such a thing should not be named among us. But when works of the flesh are dealt with around the training of faith and the meek of the world, around the world, when a man go through the leading of faith, when it was faith, when is the word that produced such mortifying of the deeds of the flesh? There's a liberty that it brings to the heart. When it is word, when the Spirit organ, when the Spirit wash the outward body, it will take excessive carelessness. It will take excessive carelessness. It won't just be one sinner. It will be excessive carelessness, maybe in broken fellowship, communion with the Holy Ghost. That you neglecting of your altar of devotion, neglecting of your daily quiet time. spending time with the work. It will have taken a lot of time before you can retract that work of initial work of Holy Ghost on that flesh, on that body. Because one of the things Ecclesiastes was what the Lord does. It's perfect. Not can be added, not can be taken. It's not easy to take a work that Holy Ghost does. It will be that things have been broken over time and they have been slack. When he say, well, but if what I used to keep myself a tradition, because tradition can keep, custom can keep, culture can keep, laws that we formulate in the church can keep, and sometimes God may rest on the settlement of assembly to set some boundary for some time, but just for a time, when they say there's a level of growth that is required, just to quickly, so that you can quickly do some work. But we know that it is what the Holy Ghost does around the world that bring permanent cure and aid and help to a soul. A big amen. Amen. So as I was saying, that our putting upward, so there are, Satan is not interested, but it causes men to be preoccupied with it and make sure that demonic activity, I say again, said that one of the things that we've been the last time, that we rampage of demons. Rampage of demons. So that, because why? For them to be able to perch on everything that can be seen. And so to get believers attention and get believers not to be interested in their beauty. Even those peradventure that you feel that they are Holy Ghosted and filled with Holy Spirit. But one thing that we must know, God's people, is that what Satan has developed and built up, we are warring against a building in the Spirit. Every arrangement that Satan has, are building, that it will take a soul that is standing to be able to ward against them. Ephesians say, for we ward against flesh and blood, but against principalities, the least of them, against powers, against rulers of the darkness of this world, and against spiritual wickedness in high places. What you saw there, don't think that they are scattered. They are fixations of stones or beings. They are rising. Satan developed that array according to the way God developed the heavens. It's a copy of the heaven of God that Satan replicated in arranging spirits in the heavens. And know that God arranged the pattern of the heaven was what God used to develop the tabernacle. So there are outer courts, holy place, and most holy. So the God of this world, just like the high priest of old, is the only one that enters most holy place. So Satan is the one that owns the most holy. So they are building, because Satan learns architectural design from God. How do I know? Immediately, Satan ascended after he deceived man. And I told you what he went. He knew that Satan knew that what? I told you that Satan liked mist. He knew that God planted, there are many trees, but God planted one tree in the mist. And so, you see, you know, he made the king let the presence of God. What did he do? He formed a city and named after his child. When Satan got to the head, his ambition, what he lost it after, because you will always bat what you lost it for. The way Cain left him and found a city, immediately Cain, Satan rose from Cain, he came to the garden on the head and went to go and plant in the mist. What does it mean? I want to also stand in the mist. I'm interested in the mist. I don't just want the mist or stones of fire. This tree of life, I'm interested in it. Because, look at everybody.
To be in Eden, to be a tree in Eden, was not new to Satan. If Ezekiel said, thou art in Eden. So he was like every other tree in Eden. But they knew that I don't just want to be like every other tree in Eden. I want something they miss. So Lucifer was in Eden. Because Eden was not just on earth. There's also Eden in heaven. Just as there's Zion that David took on earth. Jerusalem that David, you know, therefore Solomon, what? Built up. Because Solomon's going to build up Jerusalem. Solomon built Jerusalem. Amen. So, likewise, Satan, and when you get to heaven, you also see heavenly Jerusalem. So you can see that Satan knows about Eden. Because he has lived in a more superior Eden. But what thing that you could not do in that Eden, that you could not access the mist? He could not access the mist. Because access in the spirit is according to the programming of ways in you. The going in and the coming out must be written on your inside. There's Proverbs that is the way. Proverbs said, there's a man does not know his way into the city. You don't know the way. Give it to me, Proverbs. Let's quickly read it. Oh, Jesus, I need to fly. We need to run tonight. Oh, you're not getting it? Okay, thank you so much. Oh, I made a mistake. It's not Proverbs. It's Ecclesiastes. The labor of the foolish will yet every one of them. But you know that Lucifer is not foolish. He has wisdom. But they say you are foolish when there's no the way. Or when you don't. So he knows his way around the garden. We saw it. After man, Adam, they drove down to the garden. They guide the way to the tree of life. So, sometimes means that in him, there are things that they didn't install in him. There are certain things that's not that he has right. In fact, for you to know that Satan, even after Satan has fallen, before Jesus Christ came, Satan still know how to gather when sons of God gather. It's a way. No, it's corrupted. when they gather, you to gather. You know, no, that way. Then they gather. That was when the sons of God gather. Satan himself presented himself to. Where are you coming from, sir? I walk to up and down, fro and fro. So I was saying that, but there's something that he lusted after is the mist. So immediately they gave him an opportunity to, in his as well, in his uprising, he went straight to the midst of the garden and go and plant something there. And what we said, but Pastor, why should he have right to be to do that? Because where he was superior. Because he was superior, he can assess every lower dimension. But this is of his pedigree. Though he could not access the mist of the world, but every look at him. Because if a bee can ascend the mist of source of fire, which is second heaven, how much more the first heaven of sin, principality, power, and might, and dominion? How much more would a being, would they call them all the place of his dominion? How much more living soul, demon? So he can access the mist of living soul. Because he could access a superior mist of the stones of fire. It can assume which are what? Zion stones. So he lusted for that mist. And so because of that craving in Satan for the mist is not just because when he turned, it's not just for the mist of cherubim he wants anymore now. He wants to have access to the midst of every man's soul. I'm going somewhere tonight for you to see why you're building and what you're moving on. So Satan is no longer the desire of Satan because he discovered that what God wants, he that dwell in the midst of cherubim, shine forth. And you know that this dwelling in the midst of cherubim is just temporal. That where God really wants to dwell is in the midst of men. So there is this lust in him for anything called mist. Why the issue of building? David wanted to build for God. And David felt that he had told Nathan, I need to build. And Nathan said, what's all you can do? Oh, yeah, go ahead and build. But he does not know where the building should be. He will need to, God needs to move him to locate the mist. Because Jerusalem is not just anywhere in Jerusalem. There's a point, the threshing floor, which is the mist, that place will be located for building of the temple. So Satan is interested in your midst, as God is interested in your midst. Because it's in the midst. When you read, is this the case? Whenever you hear the word, Ezekiel sound, you hear the word, the high. It's the high that shall wait for thee. What is the high? A piece of land in the midst. It's the high. The high. It's the high. What do you mean? The high land. So, there is continued contention. So that's this is where warfare comes in. We are battle. And the war against your building and your furnishing of your building. Your building to become an habitation of God. To become the house of God. And that they can put a foundation. Yesterday, Daddy was talking about the foundation is Christ, the Son of living God. You know, the appearance of living God is twice. There's a living God appearance in the sanctuary at the veil. And there's a revelation of the living God into the most holy. The appearance of the living God in the sanctuary and the appearance of the living God after in the veil of the most holy. A big amen. Amen. Let's quickly see Ephesians chapter 2. As I said, we should read the other time. Just do that in the next 20 minutes. We can close for tonight. Verse 19. Now, therefore, you are no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints. Look at it. Of the household of God. The household. Say that, church. Every time I read this scripture, what comes to my mind, or no, there's just a picture up in my mind, is what Babylon became. When he fell, he became the hold. What he holds. So there's what can hold God. Household. Just in Revelation 18. And he climatically with a strong voice saying, Babylon, the grace is falling, and become the habitation. Take note of this one. Habitation of devils. And what? Hold of every foul spirit. and a cage of every unclean and hateful bird. So it's an habitation. So habitation is a hold. So there's what they call the household of God. Oh my Alata. To hold God. Eternal life is to hold God. So he called the household of God. But not just only the household of God. So if you have my own kind of Bible, they put a column there. They said this household of God has to be beat up. This one is they know they do miracle appear. He has to be built up. And everybody know that you don't build up without not having anything to carry the building up. So it showed that there's a building that must take place, which I call substructure, the foundation. So look at it. So it's a building. So the household. And I build upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets. Foundation of the apostle and prophet. So we saw people say, what is Paul saying? Is Paul saying apostle and prophet are foundation? No. Because some people have said apostle and foundation, they go to the book of Revelation to say on the foundation and written the 12 names of the apostles of the Lamb. They are not. 1 Corinthians 3 told us the foundation. No foundation can any man lay than which is laid, which is Jesus Christ. So, you see, I'm just to explain what Daddy was trying to explain. God, Daddy was saying he was trusting God for utterance yesterday morning. They care the foundation is Jesus Christ, not just Christ. So, they reveal the foundation onto a capstone. Or unto the place of the world, of the shore, is Jesus Christ. You're not Christ. Is Jesus Christ. Is a son of the living. Because that is only what gate of air. Because principality is a terrible wisdom. Look at me. When we learn Christ, a perfect man, or when we are a godly soul, what we have received, we have only been free. We have not overcome. The difference between being free and overcoming. Being free is different from overcoming. You can be free from something because we saw a church in 2 Peter. There we are wash. They were free. But they became overcome again. He said, what they did? They became overcome again. That's his essence. He said, after they have been escaped the pollution of the world through the knowledge of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, they are again entangled therein and overcome. The latter end is worse than when they were beginning. So, the labor of every ministry gift, especially men with apostolic and prophetic ministry. I fed up every major house. I'm not talking about extension of a work. I'm not talking about opening of a new center. When the Lord led to lead a major work, at the least requirement, there must be a very strong prophetic offices in the measure so that you can build foundation. Because in 1 Timothy 6, he said to be foundation, he called it good foundation. And the good foundation is to trust in the living God. Good foundation is to trust, to bring soul to trust. Because that's the essence of Isaiah chapter 28. He that believes shall not make haste. To trust. God, both what God can trust, and when you say that this soul has a trust of God on its inside, that in trust is that a soul has arrived. A work has been done to a soul to arrive. Because to carry a beating of God is no beyond our beings. Where a work of trust have been done in the soul. Because that's the essence of what he said. He said in that 1 Timothy chapter 6, 17, check them that are rich in this world. To be rich in this world doesn't mean it's not limited to having money. You can be rich with ideas. You can be rich with many skills. You can be rich with many talents. You can be rich with many connections. You can be rich with influence. You can be rich with anything the world can give. Check them that are rich in this world. That they may not be high-minded. That's why immediately you come into Christ, from Christ, they start teaching you meekness and lowliness. They start teaching you sobriety. One of the things you learn when they are teaching you to deny ungodliness and worldly lust is sobriety. Nobody can hold the faith of our Lord Jesus Christ without being sober. That thing that makes you excited. Revelation can shock, man. Come and ask me, Pastor Dimeji, and Pastor Tosin. It can shock you because knowledge pops up. But to hold the mystery of faith in a good conscience, the faith transaction, the faith commandment, because faith is the commandments. 1 Timothy. For the end of the commandment is charity out of a pure heart, good conscience, and faith unfeigned. So faith are commandments. Romans chapter 16 also talk about faith. It's a commandment from everlasting God. So it's a commandment from everlasting God that you must obey. And also, when you're obeying faith, what is to obey faith? To obey faith is to begin to train a soul from being earthly bound. To begin to appreciate substance of things not seen. Look at me. That faith first is to see things. Not because the end of it is not things. The end of things that you should see God. But you can't talk about seeing God if you can't see things. Things don't see. Because there are the gift of patience come last. The gift of patience come last. And you take the gift of patience in threefold. The seal of Holy Ghost is the gift of the person, the personality of Holy Ghost. Which, when you read the Acts of Apostles, they did not give it until Acts 5. It was in Acts 5. Because it was in Acts 5 when Ananias and Sapphira stood. For you have not lied against mine, but against the Holy Ghost. Acts chapter 4, when they beat them, and they returned to their company, it was, and they opened the door, they were saying, the people were shaking, and they were filled with Holy Ghost. But it was in 5 that he said, you have not lied against men, but lied to the Holy Ghost. So those men were already carrying fullness of Holy Ghost. Peter was carrying the full. So that thing is a seal of a person. So which Ephesians chapter 5 render? Ephesians chapter 5, put it in 2 ways. Husband, love your wife as Christ loved the church. As Christ love the church. When you love, what do? You give things. But you don't stop in giving things and give himself. He must have all. Love is time of giving himself. Then he expanded the time of giving himself into 3. Wash, cleanse, and sanctify. Those are the season of love. For him to give himself. The gift of a person of Christ. That's why a charity being is a person. It's a man. That man, Christ has given himself to that man. It's a gift of himself. Having gone through wash, cleanse, and sanctify. Which is faith, hope, and charity. Before the gift of the person. And he gave himself. Then you move into the second one. Without spot, wrinkle, which is the season in everlasting life. To move into faith is that you are able to assess things not seen. Because you need things not seen to build with. Because you are building for God, who is a spirit. So how can I assess things not seen? Things not seen. So ability for a soul, firstly, for them to open your eyes or to be to your eyes to see things not seen. Or ability for you to put labor, because men don't labor for things that are not seen. We are things that are seen are staring at them and calling for attention. So, that's why in that world, training the soul to appreciate things not seen, which is things of Christ. Because things of Christ, which is his faith, his substances. Faith is substances, hope for the evidence of things not seen. So that you can use those things. And when those things are coming to you, they supposed to come to you as substance. They come to you as substance. And in those substances are in the word. Because it's the word of Christ. If you don't take the word of Christ, you won't take the law of Christ. There's a word of Christ. And there's a law of Christ. Romans 13 talk about the law of Christ. Galatians also talk about the law of Christ. There's the law of Christ. But you won't have access to the law of Christ without the word of Christ. Because the word of Christ must dwell in you richly. And it's in the word of Christ that you find faith for things not seen. Just as the word of God will build you. So the word of Christ, Acts 20, called the word of Christ, I commend it to God and to the word of his grace. So the word is responsible to your foundation building is the word of his grace or the word of Christ. Or they call it the word of truth. And you have to abide with the word. When the word begins to abide, when you have reached the hope level, that's when you say the word of Christ abiding, when you are in hope. Because what's hope? Why? Romans says, why do you yet hope for that which is sin? For you only hope for that which is not sin. Can you stay in what you're hoping for? You have it, but you're not yet seeing it. That's the secondary training for the soul. You see, this is where many faint away. It's the season of hope. Because you have to hope against hope. Like Abraham did. When you are hoping, if you consider... If we consider some your natural conditions, sometimes when you are in hope, some things that you say, I've been obeying God now. I thought that this thing will have changed now. I thought that your complaint. You are in the sin of hope. Even when you are, that is why this is not working. This is not working. This is nothing is not working. No. Because what you are warning against, or what you are building against. Colossians 3:3 said this way. When he was talking about when Christ, who is alive, shall appear. For Christ is hid in God. When they are building faith up in you, it's a hidden work. This is, I call it substructure work. Nobody see foundation. When you see a foundation, it's a trouble, my brother. Your house is about to collapse. A lot of people want to see what Christ is doing on their inside quickly. But when Christ, there's a time that Christ appears. When you are in the state of faith and hope, Christ has not yet appeared. Because at that season, you have not arrived at the law. Because you need to arrive at the law of the state of life in Christ Jesus. You are just using things not seen. Reverend sir, I'm sorry that I have to come down and lay this foundation. I just felt that. You can feel that we have a lot of new people around. Often time, when you are instead of hope, instruction and commandment, they are, most of the time, they are irreconcilable. You cannot tell, why are they telling me to do this? How does it connect to my infirmity? Because you can't plot it. When a man is in hope, it's foolish. It's only men that have been instructed that can tell. I'm telling you, these are classic notice when you're in sin of hope. It's a man that they are put in hope that can interpret that thing. It's a student that have been, it's a man that have gone through that can interpret those things. Abraham was in hope. He could not believe why he will meet with Agar and there's a baby. His own legitimate wife that had promise, upon whom the promise was hanging, cannot bring forth. There's some business. That sometimes you felt you heard God. Suddenly you felt God spoke to me. You felt that by now because God spoke, there should be evidence. But they are not appearing yet. And often times, those things are to bring forth doubt. Those things are, if it's the seed of hope that they begin to deal with first initial unbelief in a man's heart. To start dealing with unbelief. Because unbelief is not what you think. Because unbelief are things that make men to depart. Unbelief are things that make men to begin to become cold in their heart, in their response. Those are things that they judge in the state of hope. They must put every man in the state of hope. Just as a man does not know how bones grow in the womb of a man, such is a man that his hope is set in his heart. So he has in condition. When you are instead of hope, commandment that will be coming to you, they will to come, tell you that they want to launch you where you are hanging, because hope is supposed to anchor you. And so I'm describing features and characteristics of hope. You ought to be anchored by things not seen. To anchor a soul. You know when they put foundation inside of you? When they set the foundation block. You know, when I was coming there, I saw some road they were doing. They are doing concrete work. What they put iron on are things that within me, I have a knowledge that this thing can sink. Because if water travel down, can the whole thing sink? But though they have done some initial overlay, which is the faith work. Because what is holding the balance that is holding is faith that they put hope on. This slab of hope rests on faith. And faith are things not seen. That they train a soul to be able to hold. And they commit to the soul through the word. Both faith and hope are produce of the word of Christ. Both of them, they are elements from the word of Christ. For you to be ready for the spirit. What they call the spirit of sanctification in 1 Peter 1. Titus call it the washing of water and renewing of the Holy Ghost. So there's a sense of washing of the water. I know people can use that word as what happened to us initially. But when you look at it, it's good. But when you see washing and renewing, You can use it, but it's not limited to that. It's not limited to initial work. It's washing. So it's activity of Christ. Because I'll be when the Holy Spirit is coming, shall I take a man and show it to you and lead to all truth. Out of that test, if your hope has changed, is that your former building, they will hew you down. Ecclesiastes say, there's hope for a tree when it's cut down. When you're instead of hope, be ready for heaven to begin to prune your former development. Things you have used to glory in the past. I've seen a minister of the gospel that have grown the church. When he came to this message, the first all tender the church. Because what you have used to build is not hope, that is not sin. Everybody that came around you, it was hope of the presence. So when you begin to preach under hope, they must trim them down. And they will see if you will remain. If you are anchored on that substance, it is, do you rely on the commandment of the world? Some of you, sister, you have entered a relationship for this relationship. Suddenly, the brother just reversed back. Something can happen to you. You can become discouraged and say, in this church, y'all, and you walk away. It shows that you are not yet fully anchored yet. They will bring it in different shade. When, in the midst of those things, that would have happened, when it remained. I will never turn back. Oh, no, no. When they see that his anchor, you say, that man has reached that which abideth now. Now abideth hope. Now abideth. He has something in him that is abiding. Because let's think of Zion. One Zion. He cannot be moved. Abided. He cannot be moved. So when you are there, then it says it's time for you to receive the spirit of sanctification, which is the time of receiving the law of the spirit of life. Which the time you say it's time for you to walk in what? In love. That's charity lesson. There's the time between when you are undergoing charity lesson and when you inherit it. It's a two different season. During charity lesson, look at me, everybody. Everybody can give sacrifice of food. I want to quickly describe the characteristics of charity lesson. Everybody can give what? Sacrifice of what? Of food. If I give my body to be burnt and I have no love, it sacrifices, but it's the sacrifice of the food. Of the fool. Why did they call it fool? Because the wisdom which Holy Ghost teach, the wisdom of the Spirit, is that whenever with charity, when the design commandment of charity to come to you, is supposed to be a tool of cleansing. There are things you can give, but it does not lead to your cleansing. There are things you give, what is another thing? They do not lead to your sanctification. Sanctification. Because Christ is made unto us wisdom, righteousness, and sanctification. That's all to bring for buying back, restoring, redeeming. So there are many things I can give where it's good. They will allow me to do some of these sacrifices. But that's not where they are taken. Any sacrifice that is not touching your ego, that is not touching, look at it. When Abraham had to go and look for rebellious Lot, a boy that you brought up when his father died, and you took him on a journey with you and decided to get freedom, by poison, by transferring something with his own S-men. And you heard of his news. Nothing happened to you and your family. The men that you have trained over the years that remain, which is the self supposed to remain, also to be trained like them. But he felt that he was ready to face. So he went ahead. And he must have spread a false information about you with his fellow men that he was sharing border with in the other city. Not that Holy Ghost, you didn't dream, they brought the news to you. That stubborn young man, they don't carry him away. And heaven is looking at the response, because what you have been handling all this while are things not seen. So heaven knows, and it, because you know that heaven checks transaction of things not seen in your soul. Your motive, they are not seen. Your in thought are not seen. Because after this pass, you are ready for the word of God. And the mantle of the word of God is that it's the eyes that see everything. No creature is hidden from me. And this creature are not a creature. They are creatures inside of men that the word of God x-rays and deal with. And he designs things. So to graduate you into that place. So they move into your world. That's why charity is a training of the heart. It's a training of the heart, my brother. Charity is a training of the heart. That if you say the heart have been receiving things and heart have been keeping commandments, let's see if we can command the heart into in a way that you will teach the heart to do what we pain the heart. Nobody that does charity. When you do charity and smiling. When you are enlisting of charity. You are enlisting of love for the brethren. I thought I'm going to start teaching from brotherly love today. That's what I have in mind. I wanted to teach. I wanted to teach brotherly love. Because it's the key in our building. But this love is just love for the brethren. Not brotherly love. Or what they call brotherly kindness. Things that we add. Because brotherly love are curriculum we must learn in the season of the habitation of God. Because the ability of God, they are brothers. So you can see that when they begin to train your heart to go, because will you be able to see? Not as man see it. What make Abraham to go and restore Lot? It was not because Lot have repented, though. It was a commandment and it was another sight. That's why Philippians say that your love may abound yet more and more in knowledge and all judgment. Judgment. What's judgment? Are we going to have discernment? Ability for you to have evaluation that are not how men evaluate matters. What up to when men say they have irreconcilable difference, they have not love and Christ loved the church. What they want to teach you in Christ is to love how Christ loved the church. Is a commandment to love your brethren. Which is tied to judgments. And heaven believe that if truly you have done faith, you have handled substances of faith, and truly you have allowed hope thing, they should have, and that's why they're bringing which who's supposed to be a seat of judgment, the first seat of judgment in you. I'm talking about where foundation is seated. When you hear, that's why when they mention in the book of Ezekiel, they say he had laid judgment to lie. So they want to see how do you conclude about your brethren. When your brethren, you borrow their money and they don't return it, heaven will wait to know your judgment about it. And that brother has gone to another. And everything, there's a hundred you're holding on to. And when that brother, you hear the news of it, heaven is expecting your verdict. Because out of the abundance of the earth, the mouth will speak. What is inside of you? You're going to speak it out. To give pass mark that a man has foundation that abide on the inside. We are not arrived. We are not yet as true foundation yet. Oh. This I'm just describing. I'm just describing the verse before they cap it up. Or they do you wrong. Because charity never counts wrongdoing. When Peter came to Jesus and said, "Ma, how many times shall my brother sin against me? Seven times?" Jessica, Osinka. You are still counting? No, the way your brother is 70 times 7, and if he come to you, you shall forgive him. In a day, not in a week. Not in a lifetime. So that is why, when in that same chapter in the book of Luke, it's also the same chapter that they came to ask about, for Moses allow us to give a wife a letter of divorce. Why? It's the same chapter. That same chapter. Joker is saying, beginning was not so. That marriage was supposed to teach every husband how Christ loved the church. That it's possible for love to abide. Many water cannot quench love. Neither can the flood drown it. When love holds a heart, nothing can quench it. That's a litmus test that a man has an abiding foundation on his inside. Flood. Because when the enemy shall rise like a flood, when things come against it, love is still there. God is still Lord Satan. God is not a hater of Satan. But God hates what is in Satan, iniquity. Iniquity was found in thee. God does not hate Satan, but God hates what's inside of him. How you know that God does not hate Satan? When he came in the book of Job, where are you coming from? Job, God was calm. God was meek. There's a meekness. You can see the meekness of wisdom when he was talking to him. And he said, "You this rascal boy." Ah! When he came, so he said, "Satan, the boy, are you boys? I don't want to say that word. Don't let it come around. That is not God. That is against God's holiness. I know. You think holiness is to separate yourself from Satan. God's holiness is to separate himself from what is in Satan, iniquity. God was still meek. It was Satan that was answering roughly. Where are you coming from? I woke up and God said, God was even reasoning. Have you seen my servant Job? Do you talk to your brothers like that? This was a being that carried some quality of angel from second and third heaven. Me, because somebody take away three members, I will not have meeting with him. I'm talking about foundation that abides. Because that's how Psalm 24 render it this way. For the Lord, the light is the Lord and the fullness thereof. The world and they that dwell therein. For he has founded it upon the sea and established it upon the floor. Look at the first thing. What they say, who shall ascend? We can tell you about that you need to ascend. Who shall ascend to the hill of the Lord? Then that's the one saying, who shall stand? Say, who shall stand? Some versions say, who shall abide? Now abide their faith, hope, and charity. A building that can abide. What God was choosing to deal with Satan was judgment. That's what we teach. And that commandment will continue like that when they want to make you sure, when it's not the living God, that you may be like your father, that's living father, who caused the rain and his sunshine. You caused it, say it's rain. Say it's rain. And his sunshine and his sun. It's his own. It's his own. He didn't borrow it. He can choose not to shine. He caused it to shine on the just and the unjust. These are men that can abide. Where earth is not abiding. Where heaven, present heaven is not going to abide. Because they will fold them up like a garment. When they are folding the earth and they are folding the heavens, some people have foundation that I eat on their inside that will make them to abide. But beyond that, not just that foundation can abide, can the foundation be sure? Something can abide, but not sure. So they do integrity testings to see if the work of building up can abide and what can be sure. Have we been blessed tonight? Are we able to bring our application to them and see lines and the path to walk them? We're able to see that the only time of love is your judgments. Heaven will take your judgment. Not so much of how you give your body, is your judgments on matters. That's what show if you have done charity, if the work has been done in you. It's your judgment. Your judgment. Your judgment about those who despisefully use you. Your judgment about those who wrong you. Even your judgment about men that are nice to you. Your judgment about people that have advantage. James called that thing. He said, do not be judge of evil things. When you hold men with advantage in high admiration, they also take your charity. Men that obey you as a pastor, men that obey you as a spiritual leader, and people that are stubborn, how you talk to them, how when you hear their matter, how you go away to go and attend to them that are obedience. And those who are not obedient, they will also prove your judgment about those matters. I found myself failing several in that area. And I now know that I've not attained the bond of perfectness. I've not attained. Because men that hold you in admiration, there's a way you have respect of persons. But God is not the respect of persons. Heaven will check those things, prove those things, and prove it. But those things are your certification.
We believe you have been fed by this inspiring ministration from God's servant. Why don't you make it a date with us in any of our special meetings? You can join us every Wednesday for the special teaching series by 6 p.m. or on Sundays by 8 a.m. online or on-site at Eternal Life Embassy Assembly around you. For inquiries, call 0704-921-2074 or 0703-395-8818 or visit www.fmeli.org. Remain blessed.